Union.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We would like to reaffirm the following, that we have listened carefully to the explanations provided by the Implementation Committee, and otherwise the European Union and its member states have followed the different procedural documents and the different documents that have been drafted by the Implementation Committee in the past in relation to this case. We have listened carefully also to what Belarus has said this morning and also this afternoon. We have read carefully the arguments put forward by Belarus in the written notifications that they have circulated to the parties to the ESPO convention. We have discussed these aspects between us, and we have come firmly to the conclusion that the procedural requirements of the convention have been, meaning the procedural requirements in relation to the investigations operated by the Implementation Committee have been fully respected. We have been particularly persuaded by the arguments put forward by the Implementation Committee in its letter of December last year to Prime Vice Minister Malkina, in which it is indicated clearly with plenty of details when the elements substantiating the reference to Article 4, paragraph 1 of the Convention have been discussed. And we have reached the conclusion that the substantive aspects have been discussed by the Implementation Committee and by the parties to the procedure, respectively Belarus and Lithuania, from the beginning, even if a formal reference to Article 4, paragraph 1 of the Convention has not been made at that time. But it is indisputable that the parties have debated about this and have exposed their arguments and counter-arguments from the very beginning. So the mere fact that the reference to Article 4, paragraph 1 has appeared formally only in later documents is irrelevant from our perspective. So the European Union and its member states support in substance the draft decision which was proposed by the Implementation Committee. And the suggestions that the European Union and its member states have made in relation to this draft decision and in relation to the draft decision IS-1 are only meant to strengthen the alignment with the letter and the spirit of the ESPO Convention. And I would like to say, Mr. Chair, that after having discussed these aspects and having reflected on your proposal, the European Union is ready to participate in consultations along the lines that you have suggested. Thank you very much.